Last in our series involving Sportsman's Warehouse sales associate Keith McDowell and crappie fishing, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Bobber and jigs will be the easy ticket for everybody to get them. Just tip those jigs with a little crappie nibble. You can use a slip bobber or a fixed bobber and get right down to them. You're only going to need to be fishing 2 to 3 feet down. They should be easy pickings for people then. Great eating fish, too. A lot of people, they go out and they target all these trout and they forget about everything else that's in these lakes. There's a myriad of other fish in there that can be targeted. You don't have to target just the trout. Granted, the trout are always fun to catch.
Keith, what's your recipe for cooking crappie?
How we cook them? You know, for me, in two ways. I usually either deep fry them, I just bread them, and I don't even know, it's a cornmeal mix that we sell here at the store. I believe it's, oh boy, Cajun Injectors seasoning mix. I know that. I don't remember the exact name of it, but you just got to roll them in cold water, dip them in that cornmeal mix, drop them in a deep fryer for, depends on the size, but you know, if you're dropping them in a deep fryer, it's probably only 2 to 4 minutes. Pull them out, you know, set them on paper towel, let them drain for a minute, and let them cool off for another minute or two before you go pop one in your mouth. And other than that, we'll pan fry them. Same way, you know, quarter inch, half inch of oil in the pan, and same method, just pan frying them, though. So serve them with some hot fries, and you're good to go.
Only a mouthful per fish, but delicious. This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.